happening in this space, and that's from the Housing Initiative, and that's Wayne Knox. And Wayne joins me now. Kia ora, Wayne. Nice to have you on Radio Wātea this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Well, look, I'm so pleased to have you, you know, talking with us this evening, because now, have you just signed another housing initiative? Because you've been very, very active of late, obviously, looking at housing. And this is the housing that, you know, many of the Māori providers are being active in that space in.
Yes, that's right. We have been active, and this particular initiative that was signed off today has been around about 5 years in the making. So anything to do with housing, it takes time. But as you mentioned, you know, obviously we're in a housing crisis. And for Māori, unfortunately, most of us are not in the position to easily forget that there's a crisis. We experience it ourselves, or we know our close whānau are experiencing the realities of that. And so the kaupapa that was signed off today was really focused on addressing, let me give you a little bit of the whakapapa to it. The name of the kaupapa is He Ara Hiki Māori, and it's an initiative that was created by a national collective of Māori providers who are involved in delivering support pathways for our whānau who are unhoused. Those providers they really came together because of their shared experience around attempting to deliver what's called Housing First. So Housing First is a program that's been very implemented quite successfully overseas, and it was brought into Aotearoa when, you know, the government was forced to really admit that we had a crisis, that many of our whānau were unhoused or in unsuitable housing conditions. And so the point of difference with Housing First is that, you know, as the name suggests, the house comes first, and there's not an expectation on those who are unhoused to conform to the certain societal standards of behaviour that they're not accustomed to, and which are part of the reasons why they choose to be, you know. It really was focused on those who are so-called chronic homeless, who are living on the streets, and who have been doing so for a number of years. But the reality in Aotearoa is different. The picture of homelessness in Aotearoa is actually there's relatively small numbers of whānau, not insignificant, but when compared to the numbers of those who are in substandard housing, those of our whānau who are on the streets make up quite a small proportion of those who are considered, according to the SAS New Zealand definition, as homeless. In Aotearoa, the majority of those who are homeless are those who are transient, who don't have a stable address, who are in overcrowded conditions, who are in substandard housing. They're substandard according to the mainstream definition of what standard housing is, but in other words, unhealthy housing. And so the collective of providers who have come together under the mantle of the name Aroha Nui Ki Te Tangata, which is the name given by Waifetu Marae, the name of their tūpuna whare, is made up of seven providers from Taitokero down to Pōneke. And they came together because they had a collective experience that Housing First, although it was definitely a better approach than what the government was attempting earlier, it still wasn't operating from a tangata whenua perspective. It wasn't accommodating our Māori approach. And so the key kaupapa that galvanised the collective was we need to create pathways that are kaupapa Māori, that are iwi-led, that acknowledge our tikanga, that acknowledge the whakapapa of our people and their support our people to achieve mana motuhake. And so that's what we signed off today, Merepeka. It's an agreement between the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development and Te Matapihi and Aroha Nui ki te Tangata as a collective to invest around $24.7 million into prototyping Tangata Whenua-led responses to addressing the homelessness of our whānau.
And so that $24 million, that will be only for the Wellington region, for those 11 providers at this stage anyway, to identify and work towards the housing solutions in their area?
Yeah, there's seven providers. So there's a number of seven providers in Taitokero, Tāmaki, Rotorua, Koneke, and it's over a three-year period. So when you boil it down, each provider has about, you know, just over $3 million to actually prototype something that's innovative, that is extending on the strengths that they already have as providers, but that's addressing the gaps in the current approaches.
Well, I think that's really wonderful, the fact that there's an opportunity, particularly, and we're talking Māori providers, really, are we there? Yes. Because it
absolutely
is for Māori.
All kaupapa Māori all have a whakapapa back to iwi in some way, shape or form. And, you know, I just need to acknowledge Minister Marama Davidson, who really championed this kaupapa. She's coming under fire because, you know, of course, given the political climate, for not having achieved more, but in actual fact, she's achieved a heck of a lot. And, you know, I just want to encourage all our people out there to be active as we're heading into this election time because the alternatives are a little bit, well, actually, they're a lot not supportive of kaupapa Māori-led, by Māori, for Māori, by Māori, for all approaches. And if we want to see these types of successes continue, the pathway that we know, we need to get out of this race-based rhetoric and actually focus on what works. And we all know what works for many of our whānau is something that that they can resonate with, that appeals to who they are and to their whakapapa, to their sense of belonging and identity.
Well, I do think, Wayne, that this is very much an example of by Māori for Māori. So, and we always respond when we see ourselves being part of the solutions, being developing things in a tikanga or from a Māori perspective, and so this is exactly what's required.
It was a really, really inspiring, positive occasion. But you know, we're only at the start of a 3-year journey, so the next step for the providers is to create innovative prototypes, as they're calling them, that are going to respond to the needs of whānau in their area. So a big part of the approach was, how do we, you know, we don't need a cookie cutter approach. That doesn't always work. We need to be able to, you know, have these overarching tikanga that guide us, but be able to adapt to the local situation, because the needs in Kaiō or Kaitaia are going to be different to the needs in Tāmaki Makaurau. So we need that flexibility to respond. So again, I want to acknowledge the government for having the trust and the willingness to innovate in this particular instance.
Something that you said right at the start, Wayne, that did rather surprise me, I think you said it took about 5 years to bring this He Ara Hiki Māori to fruition. Did you say 5 years? I thought that was quite a long time.
It is a long time, you know, but along that journey, it's really been about creating the collective. So 5 years ago, there was no Aroha Nui ki te Tangata. And so, you know, they've had to build some momentum, build trust as a collective, and then start to humanate the potential of the whakaaro that they collectively had. So, you know, once they arrived at the decision that this is this was going to be the priority. You know, from planting the seed with the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development and with Minister Davidson, it's probably only taken a year and a half to 2 years to really get this up and running.
Well, I have to tell you, and you mentioned before that Minister Davidson, I'm a great fan of hers. I mean, I watched her work in the what she put the strategy, the violence prevention towards women. She put that in place, and that was a great program. And she worked very, very hard to get that across the line and to be well supported in that. So, yes, when she gets her teeth into something, she's certainly a worker. And so, you know, I do hope that the Greens will be back there in numbers because that they work so very hard. And oftentimes they put forward the policies that that National and Labor just don't want to go near. So they do. They put those, you know, great, as you say, the initiative, the housing initiative, the collective response there to the housing needs. And also I know her work in the prevention of family violence too. So yes, we just hope that they'll get back because look, have you been following? Everybody's out there on the campaign train now, Wayne. So I suppose you've been following them as well.
Absolutely. And we're actually hosting a political debate focused on Māori housing issues next week at Te Mahurihuri Marae in Tāmaki.
Oh, great. Yeah, well, that's great. That's great. And those debates are good because people can go along and then listen and hear what the policies of the other political parties, because it's not just, Wayne, this is what I say to people, it's not just the policies of Labour and of National we should be familiar with. We should certainly know what the thinking is of ACT. And then you've got the Greens policies, and of course, then there's New Zealand First, and then we've got Te Pāti Māori, and so you've, to a certain extent, you've got to be across most of them. Well, those of us who are interested, we are across most of them because, you know, we don't want people to. We certainly don't want the parties that we want to be able to promote policies that we believe will enhance the well-being of all of our whānau, and some of them. Some of them, when I see some political parties, if they get in, they'll take us back 30 or 40 years. Well, that's my belief anyway.
I tend to agree, Merepeka. We'll actually be doing an analysis of all the key parties' political, all the key political parties' housing policies and making that available for those who are interested. So we'll be putting those details up on our website, tematapihi.org.nz, for anyone who's interested.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, look, I want to thank you for your work and that you're doing there in the Māori housing, because that is just absolutely so important, you know, and our providers who have been working away for such a long time, and they know their communities very well. They now have, with that funding that you've just mentioned, they can invest in their own areas, come up with their prototypes, and because it's by Māori, for Māori, I believe that certainly they'll be successful. So, look, thank you for the mahi that you're doing. Thank you. Kia ora, Wayne. Thank you. Thank you so much. Wayne Knox, and Wayne, of course, is there, and he's with Te Matapihi, which is the National Māori Housing Advocacy Group. And, you know, just to know that they have, it took them 5 years to get this agreement that was signed today by the minister, and she's a minister for the Greens.